This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. From the Marketplace desk of things I didn't know when I got up this morning, this item. Fracking in North Dakota apparently produces 27 tons of dirty socks every single day. Filter socks pull particles out of the water that is used for fracking. The particles, some of them anyway, are known as NORMs, naturally occurring radioactive materials. And the other day, a bunch of dirty socks turned up in an abandoned gas station in the middle of Noonan, North Dakota. Marketplace's Dan Weissman has been learning more about this.
The gas station's owner is a fugitive from justice on another charge right now, but Scott Raddick has some ideas about how a dumpster's worth of dirty socks ended up where they did. Raddick is with North Dakota's health department.
He probably was working in the oil field, and he probably got paid to transport or deliver the filter socks. He probably just hid them and, you know, kept all the money that should have gone for proper disposal.
That's partly because proper disposal is not easy. North Dakota puts strict limits on how radioactive your waste can be, so filter socks need to get trucked out of state. Kurt Ray works for Secure On-Site Services. He makes money trucking used filter socks to those out-of-state dumps. He says the dangers from socks seem overblown.
You could stand next to a container full of filter socks for an entire year, and you would get about the same relative dose as getting one x-ray in the dentist chair.
The hazard is if you were to ingest what's in a filter sock or breathe it in. John Harju is with the Energy and Environmental Research Center at the University of North Dakota. He says small-time operators, and a lot of people in North Dakota might operate just one or two wells, get caught off guard by the cost of dealing with filter socks.
You may end up realizing all of a sudden that, oh, geez, I've got, $14,000 of filter sock disposal fees that I'm looking at, and I've only made $6,000 this year.
The state's health department is working with Argonne National Labs to figure out new regs that might provide safe places to dispose of filter socks in state. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.